Arkansas's cumulative number of COVID-19 cases now tops 20,000. Governor Asa Hutchinson says there were 430 new cases reported in the most recent 24-hour monitoring period, with the most, 92, in Washington County. Benton County recorded 48 new cases and Sebastian County 22. There was an additional death, bringing Arkansas's fatalities from the virus to 265. Hospitalizations now number 300. That's the highest total since the beginning of the pandemic. But the governor says there may be some good news in the numbers. The most recent one-day positive total does represent a fifth consecutive day with a statewide lower number than the previous day. There are 5,227 active community cases in the state, and that's 20 fewer than Sunday's total. Governor Hutchinson says the question is, can the state continue to have fewer cases, or will there be more fluctuations? The governor says the ability to isolate and trace positive cases in Northwest Arkansas over the past couple of weeks might be leading to a reduction of new cases.
We had a concentrated effort of testing and trying to identify those and isolate those cases. It's taken some time, but I think that strategy is working. And then secondly, it's the constant effort by our community leaders to make sure that people wear a mask, they understand the importance of that, and social distancing. That all combined effort is what gives you success, and I think you can specifically look at that in some of the decline in Northwest Arkansas.
And the governor says he's not ready to discuss further easing of business opening restrictions.
We've got further ways to go, and Dr. Smith and I, as we get together every day, that's not the lead topic of our conversation. When are we going to get to lift some additional restrictions? The topic of our conversation is, how can we get these cases down? How can we do a better job of isolation and tracing? What more resources do we need? How can we encourage Arkansans to do the right thing?
He says the state has conducted more than 167,000 tests in June and has raised its test per 100,000 residents rate to the third highest among states in the South. He also says the state has received more than 50,000 new N95 masks for healthcare workers. The governor made his comments at this afternoon's press briefing in Little Rock. The entire briefing can be viewed at the governor's YouTube channel. You can also learn more during our morning newscast with Antoinette Grajeda at 5:30 and 7:30 every Monday through Friday. And you can follow how the virus is affecting our region at the COVID-19 update page at KUAF.com.